Okay, we're moving on to our next topic, which is the future of water in Texas, sustainability and supply challenges. Our speaker is Rogelio Rodriguez. He is the director of the Water Finance Exchange. He works closely with local governments, community members, funding agencies, and philanthropy to provide solutions from problem to project for water utilities.
All right. Good afternoon, everybody. We've had some great kind of comments about water and what's going on with water in Texas, everything from water challenges to water legislation. So I hope this puts a little bit of a finer point on it. We're going to talk about the water challenges in Texas. We're also going to talk about how you can get involved as a legal community in addressing some of those water challenges and how you can specifically help some of these communities. So we're the Water Finance Exchange, right? What is that? We're a not-for-profit 501c3, and we help communities figure out water challenges, right? Everything from, you know, my wastewater treatment plant is underwater, and there's wastewater all over the city, to how do I expand my system? How do I take advantage of economic development, economic growth? We call it technical assistance, right? But this is kind of a broad term. But really what it means is working hand in hand with communities to figure out what it takes to get this infrastructure, good, clean, healthy water into communities. How do you fund it? How do you operate it? How do you provide governance structures around it so that you can build good or sustainable, resilient systems? So what I'm going to cover is what's happening in Texas, right? We talked a little bit about the growth in Texas, and that obviously has an impact on water, right? Dr. Cruz mentioned 1,500 or so people coming to Texas every year. None of them have water with them, right? None of them have a suitcase of water that they're just dumping on the ground. So we have to figure out how do we provide that water. The other part of that is there's a lot of economic development going on in Texas, right? There's a lot of things happening in Texas. But if you look at it, a lot of this development is not happening in the urban centers. It's happening right outside of the urban centers, right? You have the Samsung manufacturing plant, didn't happen in Austin, happened in Tyler, right? You have SpaceX, didn't happen in Brownsville, happened in Boca Chica. You have Blue Origin, didn't happen in Van Horn, happened outside. And you have the Tesla lithium battery plant, didn't happen in Corpus, happened outside of Corpus, right? So all those rural systems who really have been just kind of sleepy water systems for a very long time are now experiencing this economic development boom. And so how do they prepare for that? And not only how do they prepare for that, how do they prepare for it in a way that doesn't compromise the current resident, right, the current connection? How do they make sure that their rate structure is correct, their legal structure is correct, their governance encompasses all of the things that make it fair and equitable so everybody can have water at a good price? We'll also talk about where in Texas some of that need is and what that looks like. And I also want to touch on infrastructure needs, right? Like was mentioned earlier, water is something you have to transport. It's heavy. It takes power, takes energy, right? You have to connect things, valves and meters and pumps and all these things in order to get water to a home or a business. So that's all infrastructure, and it's very expensive infrastructure, so we'll talk about that too. And then I'm also going to leave you with how we can all help, right? There's some great minds in here, and it would be wonderful to have you participate and help some of these communities. So what's happening in Texas generally? Right, water supplies are being used way faster than they're being replenished. We're getting drier. We've had what some would say a 5-year drought, and we're starting to see the real effects of that. Right, surface water levels are really low. Right, groundwater levels are starting to not produce water. We have a lot of communities that have called us and said, "Hey, I have a 600-foot well. There's no water in there anymore. What do I do?" Right? We have communities that are saying our surface water is drying up. Which direction do we go? What do we build? How do we make sure we have resilient water for the next 50, 100 years? And those are all things that have both quick responses, intermediate responses, and long-term responses. The key to all of this is how are we building it in a way that we don't look back 50, 100 years from now and say, gee, that was a mistake, right? We shouldn't have done it that way. And so that's all kind of in the mindset of what's happening in water infrastructure.